Welcome to It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Coplin. Featuring out and about, thought-provoking conversations on the street. We consider topics with local relevance and global significance. And now, here's your host for It's a Question of Balance, Ruth Coplin.
Welcome to the show. I'm live right now at the Cinequest Film Festival. The show is coming from there. But welcome to the show where we balance the intellectual with the creative, featuring thought-provoking conversations with people on the street and also in-depth conversations with guests from all areas of the arts. And right now we're featuring our topic hour where I go out and about. I just stop people on the street, ask them their opinions, hopefully with the idea of getting you to think about something that maybe you weren't thinking about. Maybe give you a new perspective on something, clarify some thoughts in your own mind. And this week we're looking at, should we have a rating system for films? I thought we would do something topical as the Cinequest Festival is going on. Just voted the best film festival in the US by USA Today readers. So that's what you find us doing this hour of the show. Remember, if you want more information about the show, you can go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com. We have a guests and topics tabs at the top, and if you click on one of those, then you can see all the previous guests that we have had, photographs of them, what their particular art is, and click through to their podcast. And the same with topics, all different photographs of all the wide range of subjects that we have covered. So I encourage you to do that. The website again is itsaquestionofbalance.com, and I'm always interested to hear your thoughts. So if during the show or when you're listening to the podcast you have any comments, do email me, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com, ruth@itsaquestionofbalance.com. And you can also connect with me Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. So we're going to hear from the first people that I interviewed this week. So I'm talking to Selvamani Selvaraj, who is director and screenwriter of the film Nilla, which is a spotlight film here at the Cinequest Film Festival. And I am out and about doing our topic this week. And we're considering, should we have a rating system for films? And obviously, in America, we have a particular rating system. So I should ask you first, because you're from India. Is there any rating a film in India?
There is, where it's just three. It's just classified as three, which is U, universal, U bar A, which means after 13, if you're 13 and above, you can go watch the film, but with an adult who is above 18,
okay,
and A, which is above 18.
Okay.
So it definitely is limiting. If this system was done well, if it was done for the purpose that it is in place for, then it would probably be okay. But it is just sad to see a lot of good films being rated as A and losing out a large portion of the audience.
Okay, so what do you see the purpose of ratings as being?
I would say, like, if in an impressionable mind, if somebody is like, when I was growing up, thankfully, I got interested in things that pull me in this way, right? So if somebody is 12 years old, I think it does make sense for them to be told that this is something that you can watch and something you cannot. But for somebody who's like 16, 17, and just for a gunshot, be told that they shouldn't watch a film. So the thing is, this is definitely new to me. Like, if you talk to filmmakers who've done a lot of films, they would tell you, they would paint the right picture in India. But I know frustrated filmmakers who make these honest films and are given an A rating, which limits a large portion of the audience, because high school graduates and early college students are form a huge portion of the audience. So when they are not let in, it definitely curbs your, I mean, the commercial viability of a film.
So there is a question of who is deciding what the ratings should be. I know in America there's been some discussion that they don't even reveal the MPAA who these people are. So you can't even look and say, oh, yeah, I think that they represent the whole of America and what the ratings should be.
Right.
Do you feel that the ratings in America, are, not in America, in India, are quite conservative?
They're very conservative. And the other aspect is there is this censor board which do review films. But what they do is, they, in spite of putting a rating to the film, they ask you to cut. So it's it's definitely understandable that when you say that kids who are 12 years old cannot watch this film, but to be said that and be asked to cut your film, I think that's definitely that's painful for a filmmaker, I'm sure. And
do you see that as a form of censorship?
It is. So it's unfortunate that 8 people. Get to have that call, and sometimes when they're not the qualified people, then it, because the only way as I said earlier, cinema has a strong presence in India, and it's one of the it is one way where you can like lead and say things that are truthful that you cannot probably say in other avenues, things that are being controlled politically, like media, mag, press, everything. So in a film, when the intent was to kind of raise questions, even curbing that is definitely not the right way for progressive society, is what I feel.
Right. In America, sex is censored much more strictly than violence. So, for instance, there was a film that got the highest NC-17 rating, which is, you know, really just eliminates every, you have to be an adult to go. It's very hard to get distribution for your film if it has an NC-17 rating. And it got that because it had a scene where there was a woman shown having an orgasm for a little bit of time. And they felt that that was offensive. Whereas, you know, you can see films that haven't got an NC-17 rating that have horrendous torture and violence in. So for some reason, there's this sort of sense that violence is more affecting or morally corrupting or something than, you know, just showing beautiful sex in context. I mean, it's not pornography or anything like that.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, is that also what you see in India? You know, do you see more violence being accepted than sexual scenes or not?
In India, it's always, things are always hypocritical. Like, if, forget an orgasm, I don't think I can have a full frontal nudity in my film and hope for a release. Things at the end, and we still are the number one when it comes to searching for porn on internet. So it's that kind of hip,
right?
You know, so people don't want to admit in public, but that's what. So if talking about sex in India, we have a long way to go. We have to start from education, like sex education in school, which is not there. So things are just left to for you to find out for yourself. And that's kind of, it's definitely sad. And so as I said,
but does violence treated differently?
Violence is definitely treated differently compared to sex. So and also, as I like, the levels at which hypocrisy works in India is just flabbergasting. If a producer with a lot of money makes a film and there's a lot of violence, it can just get the rating that it wants. When we're talking about censorship for violence in general, is kind of lenient compared to sex in India, but it also depends on who's asking for what. That aspect is always there in India.
In Britain, we have a different rating system. We have more categories. We have U, PG, 12, 12A, 15, 18, and R18. And there's a big developmental difference between, say, a 13-year-old and a 15-year-old. In America, there's just PG-13 and then there's R. So I'm just wondering, do you think it would be useful to have more categories to make it more age-appropriate?
Definitely. I think there is a certain bit of truth in trying to certify films. I would not say that you should not certify films. Mm. The films, there needs to be, but it has to be carefully processed and made ensured. And when talking, I mean, if you're talking about America being a little backward with it, India has so much more to go. So, I mean, if you want to make a film that is so honest, that is really honest, and you want to raise certain questions, you can expect an A and be shut down. And so there are these filmmakers who fight for it. And also, when it comes to censorship in India, if somebody is, say, drinking in the somebody is drinking in the frame, there has to be a certain line that says, you know, drinking is injurious to health. So this is it. So you're
during the film.
During the film.
While it's happening.
Oh
my god.
Like when like as though people don't know. So you're supposed to do that in the beginning. You're supposed to do that in the end. You're supposed to put that while it happens. So it is very distracting for an audience when that happens.
Yeah.
And that could be a key moment in the film. And you're losing a lot of artistic license and, I mean, storytelling that way.
Yes.
But people like Anurag Kashyap, who represents the new wave indie filmmaking in India, tries to revolt against it, but he couldn't. He tried to fight against this, not release a film, hold a film for release, but he still couldn't.
No. So, I mean, as you say, there does seem to be some value in having a rating system under 18 for children who are more impressionable, to try and give parents or the adults in their lives some sense of what the film might contain, you know, so they don't have to watch everything in advance, you know. And but do you think that once you're 18, that basically anything should go? I mean,
yes, for sure. I would say 16, but 18 is like, I mean, if 18 is the legal age, then at least by 18 that you can watch. Like if a scene is being cut for reasons which are which would create disharmony, then it's understandable. But beyond 18, I don't think there's anything that can disturb me. If for reasons like, say, full frontal nudity, I think an 18, you're certifying a film to be A-rated, which means that in India, if your film is A-rated, then entertainment tax, you'll have to pay. So that you're already putting a lot onto the film, and you're still asking them to cut scenes, saying this is not this is not for our audience. But
so they're affecting your art. They're penalizing you financially.
Like I cannot imagine a film like Lust Caution being made any other way. You have to show what he had shown. Like, it's a film by Ang Lee, where a lot had to do with the lovemaking scenes, the way they had sex. So a film like that in India, I think we'd have about another 50 years before we make a film like that.
Right.
So it definitely is up to filmmakers and artists who value this so much to revolt against this, because we're not going to get it easily.
No.
We're not going to get a government that says, you know what, let's relax. Mm. They're not going to, because hypocrisy runs high in India.
Yeah. And it's a difficult thing, because I think, as you've spoken to, you know, one wants to have honesty in art, but also there's a whole other aspect of art, which is just about sensationalism. It's just about what's the worst thing we can show, the most pornographic, the most violent, the most taboo. And, you know, that's an unfortunate thing when people are just doing that as a spectacle, really, just to draw people in, you know, to shock people.
So you have a sensor board for that purpose. Like, if they operate at that levels, it'll be great. Where they kind of say that this is where you have to stop.
To prevent gratuitous.
And I mean, as I said, there are reasons for them to exist, but they just need to be a lot more careful and a lot more practical about things.
Yeah.
They can't go by the book saying this is how we play. They need to take into account what's happening in the world right now, and what is permissible, what is not, has to be dealt with rationally.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your opinion, and I wish you all the best with your film, Nila. And what website can people go to if they want to find out more about you and your film?
www.nilathefilm.com.
So that's nilathefilm.com. Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, coming live this week from the Cinequest Film Festival. We're going to go to a break now, but we'll be back after these messages. Film Festival by USA Today readers, the Cinequest Film Festival runs March 1st through 13th in San Jose. Here's Cinequest co-founder Kathleen Powell talking recently on It's a Question of Balance.
I was wondering why you chose Silicon Valley to base the festival in.
Oh my gosh. You know, Silicon Valley is such a unique place. It's where creativity and innovation come together to empower. And that's our vision with Cinequest. This is where it all happens. We want every individual that walks through the door to feel like the value that they got far exceeds what they ever put into it.
Presenting Maverick Spirit winners James Franco and Rita Moreno and 129 premiere films, Cinequest invites you to join artists, innovators and film lovers from all walks of life, March 1st through 13th. Festival passes and packages available now at cinequest.org. That's cineqest.org.
Hi, I'm Casey, and I'm the second generation owner of Bookshop Santa Cruz. We pride ourselves on being Santa Cruz's community bookstore and have been located in the heart of downtown Santa Cruz for over 47 years. We feature an extensive selection of new and used books, children's books and toys, gifts, cards, magazines, and games. Our knowledgeable booksellers can help you find just the right book or gift. We hope you can join us for our author events each week featuring best-selling authors and books of local interest. And if you can't get downtown, our website has over 3.2 million titles which ship directly to your home. We even have experts on site to help you publish your own book or family history. Come visit us downtown or at our website, bookshopsantacruz.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. This week coming to you from the Cinequest Film Festival, voted best film festival by the USA Today readers. We heard from Bookshop Santa Cruz there during the break, and I just wanted to let you know about some upcoming special events at Bookshop Santa Cruz. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, that's March the 13th, there is Story Time with Andy Harkness. It's a special weekend story time with this wonderful Disney animator and art director, and he will be talking and showing his new story for children, perfect for kids aged 4 to 8. So if you're interested in that, you've got some kids in your life who would love to see a wonderful beautifully illustrated book, Bug Zoo, then that's tomorrow afternoon, March the 13th at 3 o'clock, Andy Harkness at Bookshop Santa Cruz. Also coming up on March the 16th at 7 p.m. Florian Schultz will be there talking about his new wonderful book, The Wild Edge, which is following the seasonal path of the grey whale. So it'll be a book talk and presentation of some of the photography, so that looks like a wonderful event as well. And then finally on March the 21st, Dina and Becca Taylor will be at Bookshop Santa Cruz at 7, talking about their book, Tell Me the Number Before Infinity. Hopefully you might be able to make some of those events. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and this week's Out and About feature. Let's hear from the next people I had a conversation with. Hi, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for taking part in our Out and About feature, which this week I'm doing at the Cinequest Film Festival. And our topic this week is, should we have a rating systems, a system for films? I'm wondering, to your mind, what is the purpose of the rating system? You know, we have PG, U, PG-13 and R. What do you think in your mind that its purpose is?
The only thing that I can think of it that the purpose would be, which is probably a very, very narrow reason, is that it gives families or parents an idea of whether a film's appropriate for their children. As far as whether the PG-13, I think is sort of getting a little shaky in there, because I don't know if that's a particularly valid rating. I think in a sense, I hate to see films rated. I think it's up to the individual to make the decisions. But I also can understand as a parent, if you want to take a child to a film, the rating could be helpful in terms of your decision. On the other hand, I've also seen parents, if the parent's with the child and it's rated, and it's so-called rated for adults, I have seen parents take children into films because they're allowed to, as long as that child is with the parent. And personally, I would consider an incredibly inappropriate film for a kid.
Yeah.
Extremely violent.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure, when you think about it, why bother?
Well, that's one of the things I'm interested in, because in Britain, we have a different rating system. There's more ratings. We have U, Universal, which is suitable for children 4 or older, PG, which should not unsettle a child 8 or older, then we have 12, then we have 12A, which you have to be accompanied by an adult, 15, so no one under the age of 15, whether you're with an adult or not, can see it, 18, no one under the age of 18 can see it, and then we have R18, which is basically sort of pornography, really. And so it does allow for more of the developmental differences, you know, through the teenage years, because there's more age differentiations. But also, it speaks to what you're saying, is that parents can't take children to inappropriate films. If it's a 15, it doesn't matter who takes you, you can't see it.
Okay.
And I've had the same experience as you. I was at a very violent film, one of the new Batman films that had all these psychedelic horror sequences and a lot of violence. And there were these two little young children who were covering their eyes and were obviously very upset by it, who I presume had just been brought because the parents couldn't find a babysitter or something. I don't know. But what are your thoughts? I mean, would you want to see the ratings actually mean that you can't take a child?
Yeah, as far as I can see now, the ratings we have don't amount to much of anything in terms of protecting children from seeing something they really should not be seeing. I mean, we could also argue that maybe films should not be as violent as they are. So, but
yeah,
that's another subject. After you're reading some of the information that you have in terms of the UK, it would be nice, I think, if we had a different system, a more specific system, and one where you really shouldn't be able to take some of these kids to films that are young like that. So I think I'd be much more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
It makes more sense. It's more practical.
If you're going to bother, then you might as well.
If you're going to bother, you
might as well make
exactly.
it actually count. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. One of the things that's seen in the way films are rated in America is that sex is rated much more strictly than violence. For instance, in a PG-13 film, the MPAA will allow the F word to be used as an expletive, but if it's used even once in a sexual content, then it has to be an R rating. So you're allowed to swear and say the F word, but you can't say, I would like to F you, I love you, or something,
yeah. Yeah.
Because it's then in a sexual context.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's been cases where, for instance, you can't show a woman sort of having a climax, but we all know you can see films that have horrible torture scenes and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, do you have any thoughts on why violence is rated less strictly than sex? I mean, is there a moral aspect? Is there a fear it's going to corrupt us in some way that violence doesn't?
Violence has a more strict rating. Sex has
sex.
A more sex
yes.
strict rating than violence.
Yeah, we're allowed to see much more graphic violence than we are. And I'm not sort of talking about pornographic sex either. I mean, even quite gentle, nice sex, you can't really see that. But you can see graphic violence.
I have to think the religious right has something to do with that. So I think it is absurd. And it seems to me that the religious right would be behind some of that, with the sexual issue. I mean, it just reeks of it.
Right.
So.
I mean, one of the strange things about the MPAA system is that the people who rate the films are anonymous. They don't give any information about who the people are. They just say that they're average parents parents who would be deciding what most parents would or would not want their children to see. Would you like to see more transparency? Do you think that would be helpful?
I think it would be helpful. The majority of people that are rating, it's such a moral issue all the way around. I'm sitting here thinking, well, if it's majority parents that are rating it, that's all well. I can think, well, okay, so they're thinking the sexual rating is more important than the violence. But on the other hand, I mean, really, violence? Violence?
Yeah.
Why? It's absurd that they're not giving it equal. I mean, it's just absurd that that one's in quotes better than the other, or one's in quotes has less effect than the other. That's absurd. It's totally and completely absurd.
There's some quite strange arguments about it as well, because, I mean, it's sort of considered that in Hollywood that violence sells, and so, you know, shareholders want a return on that. But then you think, well, the people are always saying sex sells, so you would think, why doesn't that mean that sex should be included? So that's a kind of interesting aspect. The other argument people often make about violence is that it doesn't cause violent behavior, that but just by seeing violence you're not going to become violent. Well, again, if you apply that to the sexual argument, what they're saying is if they see sex it's going to corrupt them. So why won't seeing violence corrupt them?
That's exactly right. I agree with you completely. Violence sells. It apparently does sell, and that's a pretty sad state of affairs. I don't know that there's a degree to me with regard to sex. Sex isn't just sex. As far as I'm concerned, violence is just violence is just violence. I see more degrees, areas of degree in the issues of sex being presented on a screen than I do with violence. So I also don't agree that it is addictive. It absolutely is. You can brainwash anybody with anything. So I worry that our young people are, we see it on the movies, we see it on television, we see it on the video games. I can't be convinced, I personally will not be convinced that it's not negative, not infecting people, and it's not harmful. So, and it would be lovely to have, I really think it would be, after talking with you, I think it would be a wonderful idea to re-look at that whole rating thing, re-look at it, and give it a broader sense, and I don't know in terms of, it'd be interesting to know in terms of the transparency of who's making the ratings. In general, the transparency would be a good idea. Somebody ought to do a research study on that. I don't care individually who they are. I don't care what their names are. I don't care what their occupations are. But individually, it might be interesting to look at that group of people and see who are they as far as their everyday lives. That could be kind of interesting. And maybe it's important. Maybe, I don't know how they would do it. I have no clue, but maybe that would be something they should give some consideration to. We do research on all kinds of things in this world today, so why not that?
The British Board of Film Classification, when rating, it takes into consideration behavior that children might copy. So, for example, in a PG film, potentially dangerous or antisocial behavior with which young children are likely to copy, such as bullying or playing with electricity, will not be condoned or seen to go unchallenged, especially if it comes across as safe or fun. Realistic or easily accessible weapons, such as knives, will not be glamorized or focused upon in a PG work. Smoking and drinking won't be promoted or glamorized. And if child characters are seen smoking or drinking, there's a clear message that that's bad. If drugs are mentioned, a PG work should either represent them in an innocuous manner or emphasize that they're harmful. So do you think that that is a useful aspect, that they're trying to bear in mind that they don't want children to see behaviors they might copy without there being some sort of commentary on that? Or do you...
Is that what happens in the UK?
That's what happens in the UK. When I looked at the MPAA site, it's not as clear or specific how they give their ratings. It's actually very clear on the UK film Board of Film Classification. So that's what they do in the UK.
I think the parents have the responsibility and should have the responsibility, along with folks that are rating the films, the responsibility of making sure they realize exactly what the parameters are. within each rating. And that sounds like a very, that sounds quite specific, and it should be that way.
It should be that way.
Because then as a parent, you don't have to watch every film in advance before you see it with your children.
Exactly. Yeah. That, and then I just believe the parents, I still strongly believe that parents have primary responsibility as long as they're being responsible parents. So it, you know.
Yeah, that's the challenge, isn't it, with this, you know. Some people argue that because you can sort of virtually see anything on the internet, that the whole rating system is obsolete. Do you think that, or do you think the fact that we still have theatres, you know, where people go to see films, it is still relevant?
Well, I don't think the rating films to me is an interesting thing, because in theatres, the live theatres, they don't rate live theatre, maybe for obvious reasons.
The thing with the internet, I guess, is that with children, you know, parents do control what their children can access on the internet. So in theory, they are still trying to control it. So
they're not. There are a lot of kids underage that are accessing things on the internet that they're not supposed to do. And I guess you can put some sort of a lock on the system, the internet, in order to keep your kid from getting involved with that kind of stuff. But that's not a sure thing. And I think there are a lot of parents that don't do it. So
yeah.
That whole internet thing's another ballgame for me.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Maybe you just try and control what you can control.
I guess. I don't have much.
No.
I wouldn't quite know what to say about that.
No. Well, thank you so much for your opinions. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Anytime.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance radio show with me, Ruth Copland, and my on-the-street interviews on our topic this week, should we have a rating system for films, coming to you from the Cinequest Film Festival, just voted the best film festival in the US by USA Today readers. We're going to go to a break now, but we'll be back after these messages.
Like the music from It's a Question of Balance with Ruth Copland? Have you ever wondered what the full songs sound like? Now you can find out by listening to the new EP, It's a Question of Balance Music, available from iTunes, Amazon, and itsaquestionofbalance.com. It's a Question of Balance Music. Download individual tracks or the whole EP from iTunes, Amazon, or itsaquestionofbalance.com.
Can you imagine living without stress, anxiety, or fear? And can you imagine a life filled with harmony and inner peace? Is that even possible? The Ananda Yoga and Meditation Center in Scotts Valley offers simple tools to help you become more effective at work and more centered in the face of life's challenges. At Ananda, we offer yoga classes for everybody, inspiring workshops, devotional chanting, and Sunday services based on the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda. Our teachers and therapists are highly trained professionals who work together to inspire a healthier you. And your first Ananda yoga class is always free. Visit us at anandascottsvalley.org or call 338-YOGA. That's anandascottsvalley.org or 338-YOGA.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. This week coming to you from the Cinequest Film Festival, voted best film festival by the USA Today readers. So I am out and about this week at the festival. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed for our Out and About feature. What is your name?
My name is Nathan Louis, but my Chinese name is Ler Guangdong. But I go by both names, so I was born and raised in San Francisco, so I have two names.
Great. Well, thank you for telling us them both. And I do want to say that you look lovely. You're here at the Cinequest Film Festival. You've got a remarkable yellow satin suit on with black bow tie and gold sash and top hat. Why do you like to dress up?
Well, I've been doing this for years, probably over 20 years for the film festival. When I was a school teacher, I used to have students put on performances, so that's how I started looking, dressing up for occasions like this.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Uh-huh. Great. Well, you look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
So this week for Out and About, our topic is, should we have a rating system for films? You know, in America, we have U, we have PG-13, we have R. I'm wondering, what do you think the purpose of having a rating system is?
Well, I think it kind of helps the parents out sometimes because there are films that are not appropriate for children, so that would be nice to just inform the parents because they probably don't know what the film is all about, and it's helpful, I think.
Yeah. Yes. In Britain, we have a different rating system with more categories. We have U, PG, 12, 12A, 15, 18, and then R18. And that's partly because there's quite, you know, a big developmental difference between, say, a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old. Would you like to see more ratings categories in America, you think, rather than it just being PG-13 and R?
Well, it's good to have at least some input, and then the parents can decide for themselves whether they want the children to see the film or not. But many times we have films that are not rated for children, but I see parents just bringing them in here anyway. So
yeah, well, that's one of my other questions is, in Britain, that would be illegal. If the film is 15, it doesn't matter if you're with an adult. No one under the age of 15 is allowed to see it, and the same with 18. No one, you know, it doesn't matter who brings you. Do you think if we're going to have a rating system that it would be better if it was actually enforced?
Enforced, except it takes a lot of enforcement to do, and I think we have a lot of young people working here, and they have to make the decision whether they will sell the ticket or not. So
right,
and it's.
So it would require some sort of ID for younger age.
But it's very hard to make the American public that are so independent to follow too many rules, I think, maybe.
Right. And yet, at the same time, one of the other things that interests me is how much more strictly sex is rated in America than violence. For instance, in a PG-13 film, the F word can be used as a swear word, but it can't be used if it's referring to sex.
Right.
If it refers to sex, then it immediately gets an R rating.
Right.
And there's other instances where, you know, fairly mild sexual activity, you know, that's in a nice context or whatever, would be given a high rating, maybe an R or even an NC-17. Whereas violence, you know, horrible torture and people's heads being blown off, is not considered a problem. I'm just wondering, you know, you're saying we want to be independent, and yet we are being controlled in a way, in that we're being fed much more violence than we are sexual
activity. And I think as the public goes in the United States, we've kind of moved a lot more exciting violence, etc. And I don't know how you can control this, because the public has already accepted some of that, and it doesn't even bother them, even with the ratings. So
right.
I mean, I hate to mention the latest campaign, and it makes me shudder to hear politicians talking the way they do. I'm a former school teacher, and I would definitely not approve of that. So
yeah.
But as a public seeing a movie,
I would have to leave it up to the parents to make all the decisions, maybe. And they govern who pays for the tickets, so...
Right, yeah. That just doesn't help children who do not have responsible parents.
Yeah.
But then you get into a question of how much does society... Yeah. And as an educator, that's something you must have considered, because there's a lot of things that perhaps are considered should be taught in school because they may not be taught in the home.
Right.
But where do you draw the line?
Then I just shake my head. I can't solve all the problems of society. I just do the best I can by trying to be a good example. For instance, this is a very independent film, and I'm so glad people are showing another side of life that you don't see in the regular movie theaters.
Right.
So
yes.
I'm happy for a film festival that gives us a broader view of life, you know.
That's true, because you have subjects perhaps that for whatever reason are not considered commercial, that are perhaps more thoughtful or gentle or whatever.
Thought-provoking,
in a different way. So that's true. We are seeing a broader...
You realize the last person you interview is also an educator, and she's my neighbor, so it'd be interesting to hear what she has to say. And she comes to the movie all the time, you know, so...
Do you think when, you know, there's so much extreme content available on the internet, that the rating system is still...
important?
Yes, yeah.
I think so. Like I said, it gives somewhat of a guideline for the public to at least to hear somebody else's opinion.
Yes, yeah. Does it matter to you who is making that decision? Because there's been some consideration that the people who are doing the rating for the MPAA are perhaps not that representative of the average parent and maybe leaning more conservative or whatever.
And usually I think it's more liberal, but that's my point of view, yeah.
I think people think more conservative because of how sex is rated versus violence, that there's almost a sort of puritanical... And I'm not talking about including pornography or anything that.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just, you know, even quite mild sexual situations.
So how do you feel about it, being that you're interviewing me? What's your opinion about this? I want to hear your opinion. Don't be embarrassed. I can ask the question since you're asking me.
Oh, you're turning the tables.
Not turning the table. I'm interested.
I am concerned at the level of violence that is now in films. And as you or I think it might have been the lady I was interviewing previously said, how accepted that has become. People are desensitized to it. I think that's a concern. I'm not for extreme sexual content, you know, sort of pornography in films that, you know, that aren't specifically made for that reason. But I do find it strange that, for instance, there was this one film that was given an NC-17 rating because it showed a woman having a climax for too long, and that was considered offensive. And so I do wonder what that says about us as a society, morally, you know, where we think that, you know, seeing some more sexual content is somehow morally corrupting, but
you know,
violence isn't.
I grew up from a generation that didn't accept long hair, and then we went through the whole revolution of long hair, bell bottom, and then the same thing with teachers. They couldn't wear pants suits, and all of a sudden it's more acceptable, and people more comfortable with it, so that helps people feel a little more freedom in their working with children. So I come from that period of time also, and it's raining right now.
Oh, is it?
I'm feeling
strange. Just finally, I would just say that personally, I think a rating system is useful. You know, as a parent, I think that it is good to know in advance the kind of content that might be in films. However, I would prefer more
stringent.
Well, I would prefer it to mean what it says, and also for there to be more ratings like there is in the UK, because quite often, you know, like PG or PG-13 films, I felt there was content in that was inappropriate.
Yeah.
But because there's nothing between between that and an R, you know, it's a huge age gap between 13 and 18 in terms of development.
Yeah, and for me, I'm way past that stage. I don't even pay attention to that. So, and I have no children, so it doesn't matter to
you
me.
You can care about society, though, can't you?
I can care about society. I still think at least there's some input in there.
Yes.
People can make their own judgment, I think. Yeah,
yes, okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your opinions. I appreciate it.
Not much of an opinion, but it's an opinion.
Thank you. You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland, and this week's Out and About feature. Hopefully making you think about what your views are on this week's topic. Let's hear from the next people I had a conversation with. Hello, my name's Ruth Copland from It's a Question of Balance radio show. Thank you for agreeing to being interviewed. What is your name?
Frank.
Well, hi, Frank, and thanks for stopping for our Out and About feature. And this week, because of the film festival, we're looking at, should we have a rating system for films? First of all, do you see a purpose to the rating system? You know, we have UPG, PG-13. When you were growing up, was that something that your parents utilized to decide what you should see?
I think it's pretty important. I mean, my parents never really used it themselves. Like, I was, like, my dad kind of, like, just exposed me to all the movies. But besides that, like, I think it's pretty important, though, like, in general, though. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. In Britain, when a rating is given, it takes into consideration behavior that children might copy. So, for example, in a 12 or a 12A film, dangerous behavior, for example, like hanging or suicide, it may be presented, but it won't be dwelt on in a way that could be copied. Antisocial behavior is not endorsed. So there is some consideration about, you know, what children are seeing and whether they might think, oh, I should do that. Did you want to be part of the interview as well?
My brother. Yeah.
Okay. What was your name?
Stephen.
Stephen. Okay. So you can answer as well. I mean, do you think that's an interesting or important aspect of rating, that it try and be considered, that children not be exposed to things that they might think, oh, I could do that?
Yeah. I mean, I understand it. Like, I see the point, like you do want to keep certain things away from children. Like, you know, like, there are still little young, so you might not want to expose them, because, you know, kids are really, like, they're vulnerable to things like that, so, and they, you know, they dwell on things. Like, I see movies when I was little, and I still remember particular things about them, you know, so I think, yeah, it is pretty important what we show to the kids and everything, you know, so maybe we should hold it back on certain things, you know,
yeah,
and be careful what we show them.
Yeah. What about you? Do you feel like the rating system is useful to try and protect children?
Yeah, I feel like part of it's good, but part of it, like, I feel like they shouldn't keep everything away from them, but they should keep, like, the serious parts away from them.
Okay, what kind of things do you think you would want to see kept away from children? Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Oh, 13.
Okay, so what kind of things would you not want children to see at what sort of age?
Like some movies, like comedy movies that seem, like, really funny, but they have, like, cursing words. But I feel like some kids are, like, inappropriate, like, they can't handle that, like, they start laughing and, like, but, like, like the cussing words and stuff, like, it doesn't really, like, matter, but, like, other kids, like, it'd be different for them, like,
right.
They're, like,
yeah. One thing that's interesting about the way films are rated in America is that sex is rated much more strictly than violence. So, I mean, I'm not talking about pornography, just quite mild sort of sexual situations, particularly where women are concerned, so if it shows women enjoying sex or anything like that, that would be very strictly rated, whereas we can see people's heads being blown off and people tortured and things like that. What do you think about that? What do you think that says about our society, that we're, you know, sort of censoring more sexual content but not violence?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree with that. I've always thought about that to myself, like, you could go and you could see a movie where you could go see, like, probably, like, a whole, like, bank get shot up, like something like an action movie. You could see, like, probably 20 people die, but it would be crazy to think about, like, if someone would go watch 50 Shades of Grey, like, when that came out, like, that was, like, a big old controversy. Like, I don't know, I just really think it's so crazy how we're fine with kids seeing maybe, like, people death and stuff, but
yeah,
we're a little scared of something more natural as sex, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the argument is that it could corrupt children morally to see more sexual situations, but what I'm wondering is why they don't think violence would corrupt someone morally or affect them psychologically.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with that, honestly.
Do you have any thoughts on that from your age? I mean, are you aware that there's a lot more violence that you
I'm
see?
I'm aware that there's a lot more violence than, like, the sex in movies. Like you said, like the 50 Shades of Grey, but they can go watch, as you said, like a whole bank gets shot up. And if they're going to keep, like, the sex away, they might as well keep the violence of the banks getting shot up and that away from them, too.
Yes, yeah. What do you think about in Britain, where I'm originally from, the rating system is enforced. So we have more ratings. We have sort of 12, 15, and R, and then other ones as well. So if you're not 15, you can't see the film, even if you're with an adult. Where here, I mean, conceivably, an adult could take a four-year-old, and this has happened to me. I've been in a R-rated film where somebody had like 2, 4, and 5-year-old children. They can take them to a film like that. Do you think the rating system should enforce the ages and so that those children can't be exposed?
I feel like as if the parents are okay with them seeing it, then it should be fine.
What about parents who are irresponsible or just selfish, or they just can't get a babysitter, so they just think, oh, I'll take them along. It doesn't matter if they see a load of people being massacred.
Yeah, see, that's a good one. I have no comment on that one.
No, what about you?
I mean, I agree with that, but
It's tricky, it is.
It's like a difficult situation, you know. Like it always varies. It always depending, like, you know, on the parent and everything. But I feel like maybe, okay, 12 is a little young. Yeah, I understand why, maybe. But maybe 13, maybe. Maybe yeah. It should be like that. And I feel like that would be a good age, maybe.
There's a big difference between 13 and 18. I just wonder whether, like, in Britain we have a 15 rating. Do you think it might be useful to have one in between so that 15-year-olds could see more advanced content, you know, but they wouldn't be seeing, like, the 18 content or something?
Yeah, I think that would be fine, you know, because, you know, 15, you know, everybody around you is calling you a young adult, so I don't see why maybe you would be able to view a movie as if an adult, you know?
Yes.
You know, so maybe if you have enough responsibility to do, like, the actions of a young adult, you could, like, be able to, like, you know, why not go see a movie as an adult? Maybe not as gruesome or as exposing, but somewhat near that level, you know?
Yes. I mean, I guess part of this is trying to preserve a sense of childhood for children, because it seems the way things are going, more and more, I mean, you're an adult your whole life, but you're only a child for such a short period of time, and yet we're all trying to be an adult and be exposed to all these things earlier and earlier and earlier. Do you see any value to that, of trying to preserve some sense of being a child?
Yeah, I mean, I do get it, you know, because everybody says, you know, you're only a child once, you know, so you probably should really enjoy it. Like, everybody, like, it's like when everybody's so quick to grow up, but then the minute you're grown up, you're like, man, I wish I was a child. You know, so I feel like maybe you should appreciate the little things. Like, yeah, you're not be able to see things, but think about it. You have your whole life ahead of you. You're going to be able to get that chance pretty sooner or later. So, you know, like, while you're a child, you know, yeah, maybe you are blocked off or restricted for certain things, but you should just accept it the way it is, you know, because you're eventually going to be there, you know.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate both your opinions. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You're listening to It's a Question of Balance with me, Ruth Copland. Thank you so much to all the people who spoke to me this week while I've been out and about here at the Cinequest Film Festival in Silicon Valley. I really appreciate all their time and just being stopped apropos of nothing and giving their opinions. So thanks so much to all of them. Remember, you can go to the website, itsaquestionofbalance.com, to hear podcasts of previous shows and this show, should you wish to tell people about it. We've had some wonderful arts guests and also some wonderful, interesting, thought-provoking topics as well. So I encourage you to check that out. I'm going to be featuring some filmmakers from Cinequest in upcoming arts shows. So be sure to tune in for those as well. Waiting for the plane to go over. I'm going to be featuring some of the wonderful filmmakers from the Cinequest Festival going forward in the arts hour of the show. So remember to tune in for in-depth conversations with special guests from the arts, as well as more topic discussions on the street. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.